Tito has to
move. And it is all over. Chuck Liddell remains the light heavyweight champion.
Richards in trouble.
Anderson Silva.
Another
down goes Franklin. And it's all over. Anderson Silva is the new middleweight champion.
Thiago tries. Yep. Tried it twice.
Oh!
Good evening, everybody. Beautiful Sunday night. Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, Octagon Unleashed. I'm Robert Rees. Along with me, my co-host, Nick Lusso. What's happening, my man?
How you doing, brother?
Also, intern Meredith in studio.
How is everybody doing tonight?
Doing great. A beautiful Mother's Day. First, we want to just send out a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And hopefully their kids pampered them today and took them out to breakfast or
hopefully
did whatever. Clean the house for them. At least clean your room.
At least say, Mom, I love you.
Yeah, at least wake up and look at your mom and say, you know, Mom.
Mom, I do love you.
I do love you.
And I miss you.
I may yell at you.
And I don't ever yell at my
mom. I may throw stuff at you, but I love you, Mom.
Now, the question is, does she love you?
Yeah, right? And if you're adopted, it's a half love.
Let's not go there.
We got a fun-filled show for you this evening. We are going to be discussing.
Disgusting.
There I go.
Mr. Bumbles
there
on
I
the
go.
Scene.
Click there on. I go. Already.
You know, they brought me in specifically just to make sure that you don't bumble your words anymore.
I know, man.
That's why
I'm
here.
I get excited. It's just an exciting
you
show.
You get excited like Tito gets excited when he's had, you know,
too many Snickers
bars.
Yeah. I know. Oh, Tito gets out of control when
he's
going to
be in here later.
And you know what? I want to give him a good shot of some hardcore caffeine of some sort. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like a Starbucks. One of these days, I'm going to go to Starbucks before the show, and I'm going to get him like a 4-shot.
I don't think he's allowed to drink caffeine. He's already got enough energy on his own.
He does. But I mean, if he's not allowed to drink, he's not allowed to eat a Snicker bar. But I mean, come on. I mean, wouldn't it be funny if we gave him a 4-shot venti latte or whatever it is? Be kind of funny.
What if he challenges you to a match?
What if he was out of control last week?
What if he was just watching too much MMA and you gave him 4 shots and then he beat the crap out of him?
That would be awesome. That would be
that's
you,
not awesome.
That would be YouTube awesomeness right there. You know, everybody pretty much on this show has already been choked out. Meredith got choked out. Jeremy's been choked out. I refuse to get choked out. You might be the next one to get choked out.
No, I'm not with that.
To be fair, what?
It's your turn.
Is that my initiation?
No.
Well, not if the host of the show is refusing to get choked out. I'm not going to get choked out.
I've done it. Have you ever been a kid and hyperventilated yourself?
Hyperventilated?
Yeah.
How do you hyperventilate yourself?
You take a towel or something and you wrap it around your neck and you squeeze it tight.
Is this what you did when you were a kid?
I did all kinds of stuff. I mean, we're not going to go down the list here, but
Hold on, let me write this down. What do you do?
Have you ever done that as a kid?
No.
No.
I have been knocked unconscious.
But we're not talking about a fist fight, though.
No, it wasn't a fist fight.
Well, how were you knocked unconscious?
I walked into a window.
Wait.
It's a long story, but I split my head open and I knocked myself out.
You can't drop that on me, dude, and not tell me what. Give me some type of detail behind it.
They want to hear about MMA.
I want to hear
about
it, though.
Knocking myself. We had these. My high school. I went to. You know, we all went to high school.
In high school.
In high school, we had these old school windows that used to open up. You know, like it's kind of hard to explain, but they would come out. And, you know, they had these really sharp edges, and I was walking on the outside of the school one day, and I was looking down, because I have the tendency to look down when I walk.
Counting the cracks, making sure you don't break your mama's back.
Right, and the corner of this window went straight into my head and punctured my skull, and I about passed out, and I went into seizures.
What the?
Yeah, so I don't really know if it's a good idea if I get choked out.
That probably explains a lot. Now that you've told that story,
that
explains. Oh, it was before.
I was already like 17.
That probably just sent everything over the hill, though.
Maybe.
That just triggered. Well, we got a fun-filled show. We're going to discuss the difference between boxing and MMA nowadays.
The difference between boxing and MMA.
Well, because we're talking about, you know, the pay-per-view,
right,
and whether or not MMA is actually going to take over boxing all in general.
Right. Well, plus because there was no I shouldn't say there were no fights because we had Bellator, but there were no big fights over the weekend.
And Sugar Shane Mosley and Pacquiao.
We got Pacquiao, Sugar Shane Mosley.
And
so
also,
that always brings up the question.
You made a mention that another big timer fought as well.
I did?
Yeah, Holyfield.
Oh, that's right. Evander Holyfield won a fight.
And I'm not even sure if it was.
In the 10th round.
It went to the 10th round.
It went to the 10th round, and I think he TKO'd him.
So is he trying to make a comeback?
You know, I haven't been reading up on my Evander Holyfield, but apparently the last time he had fought was in January, so he's still fighting. I don't know if that's considered a comeback if he fought in January. That's, what, 4 months ago. So he's still fighting. But he won again in, I think it was in Denmark.
Well, we're going to talk about Pacquiao and Mosley. We're also going to talk about Nick Diaz wanting to box Jeff Lacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is somewhat of a publicity stunt, but we'll get into that a little bit later. We're also going to talk about...
great topic, though.
Yeah, we're a very, very great topic. Also, a new segment this week. We are going to do Meredith's Fighter of the Week.
Fighter of the Week.
Fighter of the Week.
I'm excited about that.
Also, we got some Angel tickets we're going to be giving away. That will be for the 20th, I believe, against Oakland. It's a pack of four that we will be giving away, and that will be later on in the show.
Right on.
It is going to be a great show. We are going to talk about the fights coming up at the end of the month on the 28th. Bellator also happened on Saturday. We're going to discuss a few fights that took place there.
Yes.
A big thing that happened after one of the fights, and we got a little audio clip for that as well.
Nice. Hey, I just have to sneak this in here because you mentioned the 28th. Saturday the 28th is the big UFC fights, but the 29th, I found out, is Tito's birthday.
Tito Tompkins' birthday?
Yeah, so before he's not in studio now, so before he gets here, I just want to tell you guys that maybe we could set up something special for
we will
for
definitely,
Tito's birthday.
I think we could do that, Aaron. What do you think?
I
we could
like,
set something up
yeah,
for Tito
we
next
do
week?
For Tito. No, it's not next week. It's on the 28th.
Oh, the 28th. Yeah, that's the end of the month.
Yeah.
All right.
So the day
then.
After those big fights.
Do we know how old Tito's turning? Because he looks, I mean.
I think he's like 22 or 23. He's still a young buck.
Really?
Yeah.
How old do you think Tito looks?
Oh, I think he looks about 19, maybe. That's being nice, though.
No, I think Tito's. Because I know he's of legal drinking age because Jeremy tried to take him out one Sunday and get him drunk. The people at the home found out he didn't like that much.
And they were kind of a little fret about me. I know he got in trouble for the Strikeforce fights, but they were a little worried about me actually taking him out as well because they thought maybe I would bring him back. And I don't know.
That was after he bum rushed the new.
Cook. Yeah, that guy is too much. Last week, he started off on a rant because Osama bin Laden was killed.
I know. Hey, he's a patriot.
He's a patriot, and, you know, he means well and everything, you know, but he just went out of control. So let's talk about our week. How was your week, man? Anything exciting going on this week?
You know, it's funny because last week, right before we started the show, we had just found out that they killed bin Laden.
Which was pretty much a bummer. I mean, it was awesome that he's gone.
A bummer for the show.
A bummer for the show, right,
CNN.
Because everybody's paying attention to CNN. I think, you know, who's actually listening to the radio or even on the line?
Well,
online
I'm
this
sure
week.
Listening to the radio. It's just not
they're listening
unleashed.
To CNN.
So I was pretty much glued to the computer reading as much news as I could about bin Laden all week. But it was good. You know, I watched the Bellator fights. Now that UFC's taken over Strikeforce, maybe Bellator is going to get a little bit more popular. We'll see.
Well, Bellator has been around for quite a while, and they do have awesome tournaments. They have a tournament pretty much for every weight category that they have.
Exactly.
The heavyweight.
And they put up, I remember I told you this earlier, they put up a lot of money.
They put up a lot of money for the
fights.
Considering
how small they are.
I never really got into depth or into detail of exactly how much Bellator pays out their fighters after each fight. And when you told me the amount, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because that is exactly how much... If not, just a little shy of what Strikeforce pays out to their fighters. A championship fighter at that.
Right.
And we're talking at $175,000, $180,000.
Right.
And Strikeforce doesn't give bonuses.
Exactly.
I think
Bellator gets, I think if you make it to the finals, you get $100,000. Which, that's a lot of money for these fighters, you know? Most of these guys have second jobs.
Well...
You can't just live off fighting alone.
You can't because I mean,
unless you're a boxer. But we'll get into that later.
We're gonna get into the price differences and stuff when it comes to boxing and UFC and stuff and mixed martial arts. But you know, I mean, it's kind of weird that a sanctioned company like Bellator is having fights that are taking place, and they're not on a pay-per-view. They're not they are on a cable channel. They're on MTV too.
Right.
They pretty much have them, but they only go on a certain amount of time. They only have like maybe a 3 month span of when they have these tournaments.
You want to hear it? Here, I'll read you the payout. Opening round winners win $25,000. Semifinalists get $50,000, and finalists get $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
See that? A finalist, $100,000 just for being a finalist.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. All right. Well, we got a good show for you. When we come back, we are going to discuss Pacquiao and Sugar Shane Mosley.
Pac-Man.
The Pac-Man. The difference between the payouts of UFC or mixed martial arts and boxing.
Whether
and
or not whether, UFC, or not whether or not boxing is still going to stick around.
Is, if it's going to even last. Also, the Korean Zombie calling out Mark Hominick. All that and much more on Octagon Unleashed Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels baseball lives here. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
Are you ready for the most ultimate and intense heart-stopping trip of your life? Get ready. AM 830, the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, and Six Flags Magic Mountain are proud to bring you the Flash Pass Weekend. Winners and a guest will board the AM 830 party bus Friday, June 3rd, and head to Six Flags Magic Mountain to see the Sports Lodge live and experience a day of the most thrilling roller coasters, including a 41-story, 100-mile-per-hour backwards blast on the new Superman, Escape from Krypton, plus other coaster legends like X2, Tatsu, Goliath, Viper, and more. That same evening, the AM 830 bus heads to the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where winners will enjoy a two-night stay, catch Roger Lodge live in the AM 830 viewing party, then Sunday, June 5th, we head to the Big A, where winners will enjoy Game 3 of your Angels taking on the New York Yankees. Want to go? We're going big. To register, go to AM830.net, keyword Flash Pass Weekend. Brought to you by the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Six Flags Magic Mountain, and Angels Radio, AM830.
Who should you look for to help you manage all the various facets of your business and gain inspiration at the same time? Insperity is a trusted advisor to America's best businesses for more than 25 years, providing an array of human resources and business solutions that are designed to help improve business performance. Insperity Business Performance Advisors offers the most comprehensive workforce organization solutions in the marketplace. They deliver administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve worker productivity. Additional offerings include mid-market solutions, performance management, organizational planning, recruiting services, and the like, all of which are designed to make your business run better. Insperity has 2010 revenues exceeding $1.7 billion. It operates in 57 locations throughout the U.S. and serves over 100,000 businesses with more than 2 million employees. If you're looking for inspiration in managing your workforce, turn to Insperity, a trusted advisor. For more information, go to Insperity.com.
Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy. You're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
This is Shane Del Rosario. You're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830.
Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I'm your host, Robert Rees, along with my co-host, Nick Lusso, and Meredith the Intern. Be sure to tune in next week to catch our new segment, Street Talk, with little baby Snoop Dogg. That's right, little baby Snoop Dogg from Cudahy. And listen to his fight picks as he breaks down MMA with an old school attitude. That's a new segment next Sunday. It's going to be fun, man. I don't know if you ever talked to little baby Snoop, Nick, but
He's crazy.
He is definitely crazy.
That's going to be a good segment because I know he's pulling for Cormier. I know you're a big Del Rosario fan, but I know he's pulling for Cormier.
Yeah, he always pulls for the brothers, man.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, it can go either way, but yeah, he always pulls for the brothers, man. We whenever we go out and have a few and throw back some.
That's right.
He's always talking about, you know, Paul Daly and Rampage Jackson. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Rampage Jackson fan.
Oh, I love
I'm a
Rampage.
Paul Daly fan, you know, mm-hmm. but he never has. And I'm not going to throw it into a race card or nothing, but
he's just a
character, man. So that next Sunday, we're going to look forward to having him on.
Nevertheless, his fight analysis is unparalleled.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost second to none to Tito's, but Tito tops it off.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the topic of Manny Pacquiao and Sugar Shane Mosley's fight on Saturday night.
12 rounds.
It went full 12 rounds.
You know how old Mosley is?
I'm going to take a guess. I didn't look at his age, but I'm going to take a guess. 38?
39. You're close, yeah.
I was close.
Yeah. 46-7 is his record.
Do you think
54 fights? That is a lot of fights for a boxer
compared to Jeff Lacy's 200 amateur fights.
Well, yeah. Well, God knows how many amateur fights Mosley had. You know,
probably a lot. And it's unreal how a boxer can go in there and fight 54 times at a professional level and get their face and head bashed in.
Yeah, what do their ears look like?
They don't have cauliflower ears.
They don't normally know.
Yeah, they don't normally because it's always the front, you know, or the top or the sides of the head, or you know, when I used to work at a venue and we hosted a big fight. It was in fact, Sugar Shane Mosley was on that card. And there was a Japanese boxer that fought, and I had to walk with him up to the box office to get his payout because that's where they paid him based on the ticket sales, right?
Oh, really?
So I'm in the elevator with him, and we're going up, and I'm looking at this guy, and he's literally got knots sticking out the sides of his head.
Was this in Vegas or what?
No,
this
was in L.A.
I would have paid a lot of money to just let my body go like that. I couldn't do it.
Because you know the mental torment you're going to take, you know, later on down the road. I mean, your brain is, it's just like a football player when he gets too many concussions. You know, later on, he's going to start talking slow.
Well, it's like Muhammad
he's not going to be moving around.
Yeah
Muhammad Ali.
Perfect
I mean,
example.
He would sit there and let fighters just, you know, take charge on his head and you know, and still win fights. But, you know, look, he's suffering and he's paying the consequences now. But the topic and the reason that we're bringing this up is the dilemma behind it is if MMA is actually going to take over boxing, and is boxing done with?
I don't think boxing will ever be done with. I think, I love, there's nothing like a great boxing match. I love boxing. And, you know, it's like you can be a great boxer. It's like, what's his name? Nick Diaz wants to fight Lacey, you know. Boxers train. I mean, you train for what, 6 months, 7 months, and then you have a fight. You have maybe one fight, maybe two fights a year. Rather than MMA, it seems like you're fighting every, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever.
In a matter of a week. You know, you can have one fighter fight, you know, and then win his fight, and then they turn around and tell him, hey, look, 3 weeks, you got another fight.
Right. I mean, boxing is just, I want to say there's just more, you know, skill behind it, really.
Do you think maybe because it goes more rounds?
It goes more rounds, and it's like, you know, you can't just get frustrated and attack the guy and you know, bring him onto the ground and put him in some weird chokehold and win. And you got to stand up and fight for 12 rounds. It's a lot harder to do most often than not than just getting into a cage with someone.
But wouldn't you think that a fighter such as Manny Pacquiao and his caliber and putting him against a fighter again, you know, I'm not taking nothing away from Sugar Shane Mosley.
Right.
You know, he's going to go down as one of the greats, but he's 38 years old, man.
Well, yeah.
Should he have even been in the ring with Manny Pacquiao?
No, but it's like, who else is Manny Pacquiao going to fight?
Well, I mean, obviously not Mayweather, because Mayweather's afraid of him.
But see, the complaint, I should say, is this. The last fight, you know, Pacquiao went 12 rounds, and you know, it was a decision. And people are paying all this money for pay-per-view, to get these fights that, you know, that are more or less boring. It's like, who wants to see a fight that goes 12 rounds and the guy wins by decision? There's no real excitement, at least not as much, you know, as MMA. MMA is way more exciting than boxing. It's not like the days of...
It's more gruesome.
Right. It's not like the days of Mike Tyson where you get to, you know, people loved watching Mike Tyson.
Right, because he knocked people out.
And it goes both ways. It's like, all right, you pay $50 to watch 12 rounds in a decision, or you pay $50 to watch someone get knocked out in the first round.
But that's a good point, too. But in MMA, you can have eight different cards, eight different fights.
Exactly.
And you're going to get the same thing. You're going to get probably, you can get five out of six fights going into the first round and getting knocked out within 13 seconds of the first round. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think what it is the brutality of the sport. You know, people are, and a lot of these MMA fighters that are coming out nowadays are young fighters. We're looking at 38-year-old boxer. Mm-hmm. How old is Manny Pacquiao? He's got to be like 33 years old.
So I'll look it up.
He's around that age.
Still in his 30s.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. But then, you know, they make the argument, okay, well, that fight, St. Pierre versus Shields, that didn't live up to the hype either. But then again, you know, the other argument is, yeah, but look at all the other fights you get when you get that package, like the Hominick-Jose Aldo fight. You know, that was an awesome fight.
Well, the only reason why they're saying that George St. Pierre and Jake Shields wasn't up because the argument is that George St. Pierre hasn't been able to finish his past four opponents or five in his past six fights.
As you argue.
You know what I mean?
I will stick by my guns and say that the only reason why he didn't dismantle that guy was because he couldn't see anything. But, you know, whatever.
That was in... We were talking,
the guy still can't see out of his eye.
Well, you know what? Hey, man, watch out for the knuckle punch. You know what I mean? I mean, bob and weave, dude.
I think Georges St. Pierre would have, you know, dismantled
that,
him. But whatever.
That eye injury didn't happen until the third round.
Yeah, well, that's still a lot of
time. He had round number one and round number two to finish him off. Am I right? I don't know.
It doesn't always come that easy, Robbie. You can't just walk into the octagon and finish
let me tell you
like
something.
That.
As high of a caliber fighter as George St. Pierre is, he should have been able to get in there and just manhandle him like that in the first few rounds and not have to go into the third round.
I think he's
type of finisher.
Yeah, all right. I think he won decisively. I don't think boxing's ever going to go anywhere.
I don't think boxing's going to ever go anywhere, but I'll tell you this much. In order for it to actually start competing a little bit better with MMA, because, I mean, MMA, you got to give them hands down. UFC's promotions.
I'll tell you this. You just said it right there, promotions. You have to admit that boxing has better promotions. Look at those guys like Don King.
Well, they get paid out more.
They milk it for every single thing that it's worth.
Okay, so.
And everybody, it's not just the promoters that make money, but like we said earlier,
the fighters are making money too. And it's a sad situation, and I don't know where that money is going, but I can guarantee at $44.95 a pop, there is millions and millions and millions of people that are purchasing these UFC fights, and who is getting the payout?
Dana.
Well, Dana only a lot of people are going to put the blame on Dana because he's the main guy. He's the guy that runs it all, but he only owns 10% of UFC.
Well, the other thing is this too. Like when you have a boxing match, there's only two guys you got to pay. When you have these UFC fights, how many guys you got to pay?
There's like a ton of people you have to pay.
You know, you got a lot more guys to pay.
That's understandable, but I mean, come on, for a title fight though, you're going to tell me that Anderson Silva, being at the caliber that he is, only makes $280,000. That's bonus included for his title fight.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
But then again, it's like, how long is a title fight? You know, it could be over in, how long is the round? 5 minutes? Could be over in two rounds. Could be over in one round. You know,
it could.
It's not going to go 12 rounds.
It could.
You know, it's you know, getting your dollar's worth, basically.
But people are paying for it.
True.
And people are going to continue paying for it.
Some people love boxing and MMA. Some people just love boxing. You know, I know a lot of people that love boxing, but they can't stand MMA. They're considered a true sport.
That's true.
But let's talk about going from boxing to MMA. Let's talk about Diaz because he wants to fight. He wants to box.
Well, Diaz, I'm a big Diaz fan. We all know that. All right. And everybody calls
me. I am
too.
I think he's a great fighter.
Everybody says that I'm on the scrap packs coattail, you know, and that all I do is just give nothing but props to those guys. But I, you know what? I give credit where credit is due. Now, let's just go into Diaz. The only reason why Diaz is actually saying I'm going to get into the ring and I'm going to fight a boxer is because he wants to light a fire under UFC.
True. He's not just saying it. Apparently, he signed the papers.
He wants to get get in there and prove a point that, hey, you know what? If and what kind of point this is, I have no clue, because he's going to get mud stomped by this guy, Jeff Lacy. This guy, Jeff Lacy, is no joke. I'll give Diaz credit. He's an outstanding stand-up boxer, and he could do it.
He's one of the best boxers in MMA. I think he's probably the best boxer in MMA.
You said it.
But just because you're a great boxer word. In MMA does not mean that you
just
can
said the
fight
key word. That's it right there, and that's where it boils down to. Yeah. Just because you are an outstanding boxer in MMA doesn't mean you could stand up for 12 rounds. But this fight's only going 10.
Still a long time.
That's still a long time for him to bob and weave.
And think, okay, how long does it take for Nick Diaz to train for one of his MMA fights? How long does it take for Jeff Lacy to train for one of his fights? You know what I'm saying?
I think Nick Diaz is going to pull it through. Because
you think he's going to win?
Absolutely. He pulls it through at the end of every single fight.
But not an MMA fight.
No, I don't think that matters.
But you have to look at the difference, though. He throws kicks, and I mean, he throws a lot. He throws elbows, and he throws kicks, and he gets into Muay Thai clinches, and he's able to throw knees to the face. And
grapple.
You know what I mean? He's able to do all that stuff. And then, too, if he gets in trouble, he could look forward to going to the ground.
Right.
Versus if he's standing up playing a boxing match. This isn't kickboxing.
You got nowhere to go.
He can't throw no kicks. Mm-hmm. All he's got is his left, right, left, and some bobbing and weaving. That's all he's got.
I'm behind Nick still.
All right, there we go. All right, so she said it first. Nick Diaz.
You heard it.
But see,
Meredith is a standby Diaz.
It goes the same way, though. I mean, if Jeff Lacy was to come out and be like, yeah, you know, all of a sudden I'm going to be an MMA fighter now. Let's see what he would. There's no way that Jeff Lacy would be able to beat Nick Diaz in an MMA fight.
No, of course not. Diaz would trample him.
But like you said, this guy has 200 fights as an amateur. And he's got a pretty decent professional record too.
You're looking at a boxer. The difference between a boxer going into a sport of MMA. MMA is a all around sport where you know pretty
it's
much
boxing,
everything:
it's
wrestling,
it's
Muay Thai, kickboxing, right. Jiu-Jitsu, the whole package.
Right.
You know. You have to have some type of endurance and stamina and technique. Now, I'm not taking that away from Diaz. Diaz, he's well-trained and well-conditioned.
But you know, he's not the most in-shape MMA fighter
either.
He's
not.
Which is another thing that I brought up against you, which is why I still think Georges St-Pierre would beat him, because he's way more in shape than Nick Diaz is. No matter how good of a boxer is, this guy's going to pick you up and throw you down. But, you know, you disagree. But whatever.
Well, I'm gonna say that, and this is probably one of the first times you'll ever hear me going against the Diaz crew. I'm going to have to say that I think that Nick Diaz will lose against Jeff Lacy if he was to box him.
Oh, he's still going to make a lot of money either way.
Yeah.
He's still going to make more money than if he had.
He's
going to
make a little more
MMA.
Than his $175,000 against right. Paul Daly. Now, to get into the topic of the zombie, Chan Sung Jung,
yes.
who just got done fighting Leonard Garcia. Young. Well, yeah, I always say Jung. It's young. It's silent. He fought Leonard Garcia March 26th at UFC Fight Night, Nogueira versus Davis.
Right.
It broke a two-fight skid and gave him just his second win in five fights. Second win in five fights.
Five UFC fights.
In five UFC fights, yes. Now,
But also, he lost to... He lost to Garcia once.
He did. It was a rematch.
Right.
He lost to Garcia the first time, and then he rematched him, and he came back and he beat Garcia. But
so he's 1-2 in UFC.
He's won two of his three UFC fights.
Right, exactly.
So he's got three fights in UFC.
Right.
Look, this guy pulled one of the craziest submission holds that I think anybody has ever seen. It's called they're calling it a twister, but it's actually.
The twister. Are you, don't die on me, Robert. Are you all right, buddy? You want to talk about the twister? You want me to talk about the
He's
twister?
He's getting twisted.
It's called the crank choke. Sorry about that.
The crank choke?
Yes, the crank choke.
You made that up.
Mm-mm.
It's called the crank choke. Menthol cigarettes.
Yeah.
I haven't had one in
don't
a long
smoke,
time
kids.
There, senor.
You don't smoke. Robert, we don't smoke.
Look, the reason why I'm bringing up this whole conversation about the zombie is because he called out Mark Hominick.
Right. Yeah, pick on the guy
How
with the giant knot on his head.
How dare you call out Klingon? How dare you call out the Klingon?
The Klingon?
Huh? How dare you call him out? You haven't even gotten through Nam Pham yet. That was the only reason why the Korean zombie was given that fight was because Nam Pham got hurt. How are you going to exclude that guy?
And Nam Phan is a great fighter.
And he's a great fighter. But you know what? We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more on topic of the zombie and him calling out Hominick. We also got Fighter of the Week coming up. We've got a whole bunch more. Meredith is going to be giving away some Angel tickets. Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels baseball lives here. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
This is the Sports Lodge, where we ask the tough questions.
We need answers this morning, and that's why we're turning to the man who knows Laker basketball better than anyone. It's our dear friend, John Ireland. How about the technical that Nowitzki got last night at the end of the first half? Wasn't that a foul on Artest?
The thing about Artest is, Artest is a little nuts, but I'd rather have him with me than against me any day of the week, because I think he knows what he's doing.
Oh, without question. In other words, he plays defense like Ice Cube in the Entertainment League.
Well, I from what I heard about you in the Entertainment League, you went to the John Ireland School, which is our favorite move is fake to the open man and shoot. So a guy like you has to be checked. They got to keep a hand on you, or else you're going off.
I heard you're give and go plays, give it to me and go to hell. Is that true?
Right, and I'll launch from my range is from the Harbor Freeway and in.
I love it.
The Sports Lodge, weekday mornings 7 to 10.
On Angels Radio, AM 830.
Mike Rowe went to a real Ford dealership service department to talk to a real Ford service advisor about a big event.
Fiona, if I didn't know better, I'd say you're having some sort of, sales event?
Yes, we are. Big tire and brake sales event.
That means that you've got lots of different tires?
Yes, we do.
And how do I know as a consumer that Ford has the kind of tire that I need for my particular vehicle?
Well, we carry 11 major brands, so chances are what you're looking for, we have it.
What are the important aspects of the sale?
Right now, we have special rebates, offers, and discounts going on.
You're selling brakes as well?
Yes, we are.
Why should somebody bring their car here to get the brakes done?
When you bring your vehicle to a Ford dealership, you know that your vehicle is being worked on by technicians who work on Fords all day long.
And when you stop by now, you can buy 4 select tires and get a $100 rebate. And get a $40 rebate on Motorcraft Complete Brake Service. It's money right back in your pocket.
So you have a lot of tires, and it's a big event.
It's a huge event.
And it involves brakes, too.
Yes, it does.
Which is why it's called the Big Tire and Brake Sales Event.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you.
Front or rear axle. See participating dealership or visit FordOwner.com for vehicle exclusions and rebate details through 531-11.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call at 800-TAX-1447. 800-TAX-1447. Don't wait. Call now. 800-TAX-1447. That's 800-TAX-1447.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
I'm undefeated in over 100 bare knuckle fights.
I have been facing guys that have the opportunity to better themselves and don't do it.
I will smash your face into a car windshield.
He's not going to pass my guard with a butt flop and sit over to the mount and hit a few more.
You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you got to do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.
She has beautiful eyes, and her hair smells like cinnamon.
All right, welcome back to Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, Octagon Unleashed. That is the intro to our new segment, Fighter of the Week, done by none other than our very own intern Meredith.
Woo-woo. Hey, Ted, before we get started on our Fighter of the Week, why don't we go ahead and give away some Angels tickets?
That sounds great.
All right, the question is, in UFC 94, George St. Pierre was blamed for cheating, not only in the ring, but called out about it.
Yeah, not only was he called out a cheater, but in the ring, but also outside of the ring.
All right, so that's the question. If you think you know the answer, go ahead and give us a call at 877-830-830.
That's 877-830-830.
All right, Fighter of the Week. Very cool name, Gray Maynard.
Gray Maynard. Gray Maynard, who is having a fight the end of the month.
Maynard. And
tomorrow's his birthday, actually, too.
Tomorrow is his birthday.
Tomorrow is his birthday.
How old is he going to be, Meredith?
31,
I believe. Oh, he's the Taurus.
Only Nick would know that.
Nice.
Gray Maynard's pretty cool. He's currently ranked number 3 in the UFC. He has the title fight, like we said, coming up. It's going to be his third fight, actually, against
Frankie Edgar.
Yeah, Edgar. Excited about that.
Which
one
is kind of odd because, I mean, they should have
Why is that odd?
Well, they should have kicked it aside and let Cruz take a shot at it, man. Dominic Cruz came from the WEC, and he's holding that WEC belt, you know, and there's got to be a time where they're going to join those two belts together. And, I mean, come on, we've already seen Gray Maynard and Edgar go at it twice.
Yeah.
Maynard couldn't finish it. Neither one of them could finish it. Went into a draw.
That's right.
Should have went to the next fighter, and then Maynard fight the winner of that. But I'm not taking anything away from your Fighter of the Week, Meredith. Go ahead.
That's okay. That's quite all right. What else do you guys want to know about Maynard?
Well, does he – what's his record?
His record right now is – oh, my God. It's 11 –
His total record, his combined record is 11 and what?
It's 10-0-1.
So he's 10-0.
12 fights.
He's okay. And
I think he's 10-0-1. He had a draw. Ferris, remember that? Which we were talking about earlier.
Well, the one where he knocked himself out.
Well, it wasn't Ferris. It was was it Ferris? No, Ferris is when he knocked that he knocked him out in 9 seconds. That was the one of the fastest knockouts in UFC history.
What kind of person is... Because I know you've done your research, obviously, and there's a reason why you picked him as your Fighter of the Week.
We really want to get into why I picked Gray Maynard. You know, honestly, because of the cool name. Second reason is I always... You know, the ears. I have to check out the ears. And, you know, for me, ears is an important part of the body.
It is.
He's got one good ear for me to nibble on still, if ever given the chance.
You mean you wouldn't get up there in the corn? I mean,
he has one ear that's not all mangled.
It's one ear that's not all mangled.
Of all the fighters, he's got one good ear.
Yes.
Hey, you guys.
Rob Emerson, that's the fighter I was
Rob Eversmith.
That was the draw.
That was a fight that he had
when
knocked
he picked
himself
him
on.
Up,
yes.
He body slammed Emerson and broke his ribs. And not only can Emerson not compete, but he body slammed him so hard he knocked himself out.
He knocked himself out. That was pretty crazy and insane. Well, I know that you didn't pick Gray Maynard because of the sexy shorts he wears, because he doesn't usually wear those nice little skimpy shorts that you like to see those fighters
you
in.
You like them
George
high
St.
and tight,
Pierre.
Meredith? She likes the high
she
and tight.
She likes to
those
see
those
them high and tight.
My favorite.
The Superman one. Superman
the best thing is when they're wearing the tighties and then they have a little victory dance when they win. That's the best part.
A victory dance.
Yeah, demonstrate that victory
so
dance.
So wait, when you fight Jeremy, are you going to have a victory dance?
Me?
Yeah.
Like we're actually working on that right now.
A touchdown dance?
I'm going to do the truffle shuffle. I'm going to do the truffle shuffle.
You're going to do Chunk's truffle shuffle? I'm going to do I told you to do the truffle shuffle last week. You damn near punched me in the face.
That's because I don't want to play with you. All right. So is he involved in any charities or anything like that? I mean, what kind of person is Gray Maynard? If I was to see Gray Maynard out in the street, what kind of person is he?
He's a fighter.
That's it?
Cool name, doesn't really believe in giving. He likes to fight, keep his money, and
And for that, people, that is the reason why he is Fighter of the Week.
That's
right there.
And he was a Division I champion at Michigan State University. And you know who was? You know who his roommate was, though?
Who was his roommate?
Rashad Evans.
Rashad Evans.
He actually comes from a wrestling background. His dad was a wrestler back in college too, and had a pretty good record.
I think we all know that the best fighters in MMA are the best wrestlers.
Yeah, the best fighters in MMA are the best wrestlers.
Not necessarily the best boxers.
Well, Meredith, we are going to look forward to your Fighter of the Week next week, and hopefully it won't be somebody that's going to be fighting soon.
So, Meredith, are you saying that Gray Maynard is going to beat Frankie Edgar?
Yeah, that's what I want to ask you. I'm sorry. Thanks for reminding me, Nick.
Since they're fighting on the 28th.
I think that he is. I think that he has a lot not that he has a lot to prove to anybody, but I mean, this is their third fight against each other. He just needs to come out and smash it and show everybody that he can do it.
Because
just end it already.
Because he should have did that the last fight, and it was obvious that he beat him.
And if he wins, Meredith is going to nibble on his one.
He's
going to
nibble on the good ear. She's going to nibble
down
on the good ear.
And I will nibble.
Right on. All right, without further ado, let's bring in Tito Tompkins, because he is here in studio. He is going to do a one fight analysis for Bellator's last night's fight. We don't need his intro or nothing. Let's just bring Tito right in. Tito, what's going on?
Oh, come on. You guys have to play the intro.
I'm sorry, Tito. We didn't have time to really set it up, and we're kind of running a little late as it is. So
that's okay.
I don't want to push it and make you hurry up, but the last segment took a little longer than we needed. So
okay.
Without further ado, Tito, drink a good shot of caffeine and get to talking.
I was listening to the show on the way over here, Robert, and I think that you know by know me by now and know that I'm not allowed to drink coffee or Snickers bars. But anyways, guys, let's talk about Bellator. Now, some people will argue that these fighters are UFC rejects, and I'm not going to say that because, nevertheless, Bellator still manages to produce some good fights. One great fight last night was Brian Baker versus Joe Riggs. Round one was kind of boring, not gonna lie. Mostly just punch, counter punch, just like Mike Tyson's punch out when you were a kid. But in round two, Baker, who is a survivor of leukemia, showed true strength when he took Joe Riggs to the danger zone with the mean left hand.
He took the diesel to the danger zone, huh?
353 in the second round. But the big news, guys, wasn't that he won, but it was that he proposed to his girlfriend after he lost the fight, and she said yes!
That's right, and we have audio clip of that proposal. Aaron?
I'd like to call over my girlfriend, my beautiful girlfriend, Megan Vargas. This is my world, everybody. This is my world.
This is his world, by the way.
I have a question for her, not just to change my life. She's everything to me. I want to give her the world. I want to give her all of this.
He wants to give her all of this.
You're okay tonight, baby girl. So I ask, and I hope and pray, will you marry me? No pressure on national television. Go ahead.
Yes.
Let's hear it for Brian the Beast Baker and his new fiance.
Somebody's going to go to their own funeral.
You guys, I just have to tell you.
Hey, that wasn't their own funeral.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
No.
But I just wanted to say that
someone
doesn't believe in marriage. Someone doesn't believe in falling in love. I do, and that was the most romantic thing I've ever seen.
Tito, I wasn't saying it was not
That's
romantic.
What you said.
No, I just said marriage. I want to get married.
Everybody needs somebody.
Look, did you hear that whole thing? He says that this is her world. She's now a part of the octagon.
That's because she stands by her man, is responsible for his success in the ring.
That means
and
she
he
needs
is
to
smart.
Put on that skimpy sports bra and get into
That's
the octagon.
Right. That's right. Need to carry those number signs.
Hey, let's.
Because she looked pretty hot.
Hey, let's keep it
PG-13. But real quick, Tito, before we get into further, Aaron. This next clip, you don't know. Now, this is the particular girl that got proposed to.
Okay.
And if you weren't watching the replay of it, or if you weren't watching the highlight, you wouldn't know whether if she was screaming out of bloody murder or if she was screaming in joy. I don't know. You could tell me because it didn't sound like. Play the clip. This is the scream of the week.
Supreme never even finished.
Oh, that was a good job. He saw him go down.
Now, was she riding a roller coaster?
No,
was Jason chasing her?
She's
or
screaming.
What?
She is screaming from her natural female excitement because we all know how every little girl dreams about her wedding day and they get very excited
Tito,
about
that's not
kind
what you're,
of thing.
You're not understanding what I'm telling you.
I speak English. I understand.
No, that was the announced. That was her excitement because her fiance or soon to be fiance won the fight.
So this two for two then. She got excited because he won and because she got engaged.
I just thought that was a crazy scream and that's why I called it Scream of the Week.
That was romantic.
Yeah, it was definitely romantic.
Maybe they could get married in the octagon.
All right, well, with that, we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be back in a minute. And when we come back, we have somebody on the phone that wants to win those Angel tickets. We'll be giving away that four-pack of Angel tickets for Monday the 20th against Oakland A's. That's coming up right after the break. You're listening to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA. We'll be back in a minute.
Angels baseball lives here. Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Carlo's Pizza, serving authentic Italian pizza in Downey since 1964. We got salads, pastas, calzones, sandwiches. Carlo's Pizza, 562-803-6817. Or stop by and see us at 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster in Downey. We cater throughout Southern Cal. Pick up the phone and get yourself some real Italian pizza. 562-803-6817. Carlo's Pizza. We make a pizza you can't refuse.
Gather round, Merriman. I have something to show you.
What is it now, Robin?
Look, lately you boys haven't been very merry. I mean, there's been no hijinks, no tomfoolery, no merriment at all. So to cheer you chaps up, I ordered these custom t-shirts last week from CustomInc.com.
Ooh, very nice. And look what they say on the front. Stick 'em up.
Yes. I went online to CustomInc.com, selected top-notch shirts, and then used the brilliantly simple design tools to customize them.
How many people did you have to hold up to pay for all this?
Little John. The more CustomInc t-shirts you order, the better the price. Plus, shipping's included and delivery dates are guaranteed.
Blimey, Robin, you've saved the day.
Well, what do you say we put on our CustomInc t-shirts and go raise a bit of a ruckus in Nottingham?
I say hurrah for Robin Hood.
No, no, lads. Hurrah for CustomInc.
Start designing your custom ink t-shirts today, and your gang will love you for it. Use voucher code RADIO to get one free shirt when you order 10 or more at CustomInc.com.
On average, a smoker will die 15 to 20 years earlier than a non-smoker. Quit risking your life. Quit spending all your hard-earned money. Quit worrying about dirty looks. Take your freedom back and switch to American Blue Tip, the hassle-free electronic cigarette that looks, feels, and tastes just like the real thing.
It's not real smoke, just water vapor. Crazy.
I can finally relax without sucking in all those chemicals and tar.
No secondhand smoke.
Quit thinking about it. Make the switch to American Blue Tip right now. It's everything you love about smoking without the tar, tobacco, and carcinogens. You won't even miss cigarettes.
Call now for your risk-free trial of American Blue Tip. Call 1-800-507-4432. That's 1-800-507-4432. Quit stalling and switch right now. Call 1-800-507-4432. That's 1-800-507-4432.
When Jennifer Hunt gave birth, she was thrilled that 6 pounds, 7 ounce Danielle was healthy. She was thrilled that Danielle was beautiful. And she was thrilled that Kohl's let her return everything blue that she'd bought expecting a Daniel. We all need a store we can lean on.
Kohl's, where you'll never have to sacrifice style for savings and where you can return any item, anytime, hassle-free. Shop with total confidence at Kohl's Mega Mom's Day sale this Friday through Sunday. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
AM 830 is Angels Radio.
This is James Lightning Wilkes, winner of Season 9 of The Ultimate Fighter, and you're listening to Octagon Unleashed on AM 830 KLLA. Welcome back to Octagon Unleashed, Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. I'm your host, Robert Rees, along with my co-host, Nick Lusso.
I'm James Lightning Wilkes.
Meredith the Intern.
Hello.
We are running by this whole hour so fast, I can't even believe it. But you know what? We're going to give those concert. We're going
to
give those tickets away.
Concert tickets?
What concert?
What concert tickets?
Can I go to the concert?
Put Sonny on hold, please. We're going with Tony.
All right. Baseball
here we go. Tickets. Tony, welcome to Octagon Unleashed. Your first time caller?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. You a big Angels fan?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's see if you win those tickets. Who is the fighter George St. Pierre faced UFC 94 that called him a cheater?
BJ Penn.
You are correct, senor. You are going
right
to see the Angels Monday, May 20th. Take on the Oakland A's
four
tickets.
Nice.
It's a four-pack ticket. Yeah,
nice.
They're love. The Angels give nothing but love here.
Tony, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Who's going to win, Frankie Edgar or Gray Maynard?
Who's what? Gonna
who's,
win?
Who's gonna win that fight?
Maynard.
Who's gonna win between Frankie Edgar and Gray Maynard?
Gray Maynard.
That's Gray right. Maynard. There all we go. Right, so we got right. another guy that's right. looking forward. All right. Aaron always has to disagree with someone. Hey, Tony, thank you for calling in, man. Congratulations. You're going to check out the Angels Compliments of Octagon Unleashed and Angels AMA 30. We'd like to thank you for calling in and getting the answer right. Vashti is going to get all the pertinent information. And, hey, man, congratulations and thank you for calling
congratulations,
in.
Congratulations, Tony.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Have a good one. All right, let's see here. We have talked a ton of stuff, but we haven't gotten into the fights that are coming up at the end of the month.
Oh, some good ones.
But quick, real quick, you know what? Before I forget. Quick.
What's up?
We got a retirement to announce.
Oh, that's right.
Anthony Hardonk.
What? No, what's his name?
Anthony Hardonk.
Say it again. I don't think that's it.
Anthony Hardonk.
Say it again.
Anthony Hardonk.
Wait, no.
Anthony Hardonk.
Anthony Hardonk. He's from the Netherlands.
He is from the Netherlands, and he is 8-6 with 6 TKOs, 2 submissions, 2 KOs, 1 submission, and 3 decisions. That's his loss.
You know, the only thing, the only thing I remember him for was losing to Frank Mir.
He lost to Frank Mir and a Kimura, submission.
And that, yeah, exactly.
But he is coming off 2 straight losses to Patrick Berry and Czech Congo. And it seems like everybody that he needed to win, he lost to. And everybody that he didn't need to win against, he won. So without further ado, we would like to send an Octagon Unleashed farewell to Anthony and say, man, hopefully you are a better coach than you were a fighter, buddy.
Hey, it's so hard to make money in MMA. You can't blame him for retiring.
No, I can't. I can't. And you know what? He's a good guy. He's an awesome guy. You know, he's never been too much of a trash talker or anything like that.
I like that.
You know,
that.
He's a standout guy.
Yeah.
And I give him a lot of credit. And you know what? He wants to be a coach more than, you know, he does want to get into the octagon. And I can't blame him for that.
Me neither.
So let's get into next week's fight. The 28th.
28th.
UFC 130. Frankie Edgar, Gray Maynard.
Number three.
What do you think, man? You know what? Before we even get into that main event, let me just pick a fight here.
Okay, pick a fight.
Let me just pick any fight.
Spin the wheel.
Let me just
wheel
go right here.
Of fight.
Two tough competitors, Miguel Angel Torres and Demetrius Johnson.
Oh, geez.
Okay?
Okay.
Two good fighters, outstanding fighters. Both at 135 pounds, one at 38-3-0, and the other one at 13-1-0. I'm going to say Demetrius Johnson. I just had to throw that in. Kendall Grove is fighting against Tim Boetsch. That's going to be a good fight.
That is going to be a good
Cody
fight.
Cody McKenzie's fighting. Stefan Struve, the 6'7 beast, who's like Jolly the Green Giant with them long legs. He's fighting.
All right, you know which fight I want to get to.
I know which fight you want to get to. That's why I was messing around, man.
Because this guy always makes me think that there is hope for you still.
Hold on a second. Hope for me?
I take offense to that. And that being in shape doesn't necessarily.
I take offense to that.
Roy Nelson's belly is three times larger than my belly, buddy. Listen, I'm giving you compliments. There is hope for you when you fight Jeremy. Because you don't necessarily have to be in great shape. Point in case, Roy Nelson, Kentucky Waterfall, giant gut, is fighting Frank Mir.
Oh, my God. I think I hear the closing music. Okay, real quick. Frank Mir, Roy Nelson, who do you got? Frank Mir.
Come on.
Rampage Jackson, Matt Hamill.
I think Matt Hamill's going to start
Rampage
bleeding from his
Jackson. Yes. Frankie Edgar, Gray Maynard. We are going to go as a show vote to say Gray Maynard is going to be Frankie Edgar and become the lightweight or was it a middleweight champion.
I'm going to have to disagree. I think Frank Edgar's going to win.
All right. Without further ado, we'd like to thank Aaron Fry for running the boards for us this evening. Vashti on the phones. My co-host, Nick. Intern, Meredith. Jeremy, who didn't call in tonight.
Boo, Jeremy.
You can get with us on Facebook.com/Octagon Unleashed. Become a friend. Check out all the updates that we have that we post every day on our Facebook page. Also, if you want to email the show, give us a little holler at OctagonUnleashed.com.
And wait, let me sneak this in. If you're interested in advertising with Octagon Unleashed, please give us a call, 310-923-6967.
All right, without further ado, up next, Clean Radio. If you have a problem with addiction or know somebody that has a problem with addiction, be sure to give a call. Ask the guys a question. Judah and the guys here will definitely give you some input and let you know how you could be on your fast pace to recovery. All right, Octagon Unleashed, Robert Rees, we like to say goodnight and thank you very much. Have a good night. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. I'm sure.